9 today.
Washington, because you believed in the promise of a better day, and I don't want to let you down. You believed that after an era of selfishness and greed, that we could reclaim a sense of responsibility on Wall Street and in Washington, as well as on Main Street.
Underscoring the challenge Obama still confronts in pulling the country out of a deep recession, new government data showed the economy contracted by 6.1% in the first quarter, a steeper-than-expected slide.
They call on us to clear away the wreckage of a painful recession, but also, at the same time, lay the building blocks for a new prosperity. And that's the work that we've begun over these first 100 days.
While dismissing the 100-day milestone as an artificial gauge created by the media, the White House is nonetheless putting a spotlight on it, with high-profile events like a town hall event in Missouri and a nationally televised press conference. John Decker, Reuters.
All right, so there you hear a little bit of what you're hearing all over the country. When did you get a feel for that? That was, of course, John reporting for Reuters. But there were reports like that all over the country that you heard on radio stations, including the one I'm sure that I'm broadcasting on, and watching it from your own home and all the assessment and analysis backwards and forwards. The one place you did not see the president was on Fox News. Now, he was not on Fox Channel. He was on Fox News, but not on the Fox Channel. They decided to forego airing his presser. They decided not to do that. So he did a town hall deal during the day, and then he also spoke to the nation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You certainly can chime in if you listened to some of the stuff Obama said. If you didn't, I'll give you the thumbnail sketch. He talked about pushing for immigration reform and having people come out of the shadows. He talked about the swine flu. He talked about worst-case scenarios, what could play out with the swine flu and what the government's role would be, also the government's role in supporting banks and then auto firms, that it would be a short deal. Also, Iraq and the pullout plan, saying that it is firmly on track. In a nutshell, pretty much what he said was, we're proud of what we've achieved, but he's not content, and said the government is ready to do a couple of those things that I just mentioned. That probably was the majority of it. Then he took questions, of course, from reporters who were there. It always seems to me like the reporters, I don't know if they're shell-shocked, if they're fawning over the president or what it is, but the exchange between Obama and the reporters is, it always feels a little bit awkward, and it felt that way when I was watching it. Anyway, here's the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up, we have Harry Rinker in the green room. If you don't know Harry Rinker, he's the guru of all things collectible, at least that's what I call him. He does a show on this network as well called What You Got. And the cool thing about this is so many people, probably many of you driving down the road or working at your job right now listening to me know what I'm talking about. So many people are getting rid of their clutter and trying to make a profit on it, whether it's through a yard sale, whether they're selling something like a treadmill or whatever to the guy next door, whether they live in an apartment and they put up a big sign that we're selling all this stuff, or selling things on eBay, whatever it might be. Or people are also going to a lot of these flea markets and stuff to get clothes, to get items. I've never seen anything like it. The other day I went to hit some tennis balls, and no joke, right across the street from the tennis court, which was in a suburban area, nice park and whatnot, across the street is a public court. Across the street, I saw on the street, I looked over, there were three yard sales going on, and it seemed like a lot of people were pulling up. So, hey, you sell your junk, you make a profit, and that's the deal. You can call Harry, and he'll give you an assessment the best he can of what your stuff is worth. I've never seen anything like it. He's an appraiser by trade, so whether it's a precious thing that you think might be worth something, or you're just curious, you collect posters or soda cans or memorabilia from sports, that kind of thing, he can give you an honest assessment or tell you where you need to go to get more information on it. So it's pretty cool. And he joins us every couple of weeks. So don't hesitate to call the number because he'll be gone before you know it. And then you'll be sending me emails. If you are working, you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Of course, one of the things, as I mentioned, that the president talked about is preparing for the swine flu. And if it becomes a pandemic, which if you listen to the World Health Organization, it seems as though we're going to flip that page and go to a six because of the amount of cases that are coming down. They have elevated the threat level to a five, six being a pandemic. So certainly preparations for that possibility are underway. There are a bunch of schools in the United States that are closed, including, I'll give you some of them, about 74 schools have shut down, and it's in different places across the country. For example, in New York, they have a bunch of schools that are shut down. In Texas, in fact, in Texas, they have the Fort Worth School District completely closed until further notice is what they're saying. I heard through my sources that it would be at least May 8th. May 8th, and this is April 30th. And that affects about 80,000 students. Yeah. And 74 more schools other than that, too, shut down because of possible or confirmed cases. So the education folks are not taking any chance with this, it seems. You think of, especially I think of elementary school kids and blowing their nose and coughing, and you could see how quickly that could spread. So if they get a confirmed case, I guess the decision to pull the plug certainly makes sense, because if the kids have to go to school a little bit later in the summer, then they'll go to school later in the summer rather than risk everybody being infected with this. So the Department of Education, those people, and then the CDC had a conference call, and they had a ton of people in it, almost 2,000. I mean, all kinds of state school offices, schools, all that sort of stuff. I mean, just a massive call to talk about some of the common sense things that you could do. And also, if you see people showing up with flu symptoms and making sure that parents know that they should stay away. But here's that problem that I mentioned before, I think in yesterday's show, that incubation period, really tough to say that, because you can be carrying this influenza, as it were, and it's manifesting. And, you know, you're talking about 5-7 days. And who are you coming in contact with in that period that you could also be passing it on to? Very, very interesting. Let's hope it doesn't get to a six, but if it does, it gets shut down as soon as possible. In Mexico, it's more than a ghost town now because the government offices have been shut down. Saw an interesting picture. You think 20 million people, let's just say, in Mexico City, just teeming with people always. It really did not look like Mexico City. It looked like a movie set. I saw a photograph of one man in a cafe on a plaza and just a giant panoramic view, and there was nobody other than somebody waiting on him, period, anywhere near. And, of course, they both had masks on, which that's where you're really seeing the masks in Mexico City. But other people are wearing them as well. In fact, we had somebody on earlier, Donna Barsky, earlier in the week, to talk about the run that she was seeing in the questions to the pharmacies. And I've seen that firsthand as well, especially because you got to figure I'm in an area where people are coming down with the swine flu. We'll talk more about that later in the show, but coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to my pal Harry Rinker. Remember, you can call in. This is a great segment for you, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 29th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $898. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for a half ounce, or $231.03 for the quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
All right, we're back on America Tonight. As promised, Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, joining us now. You can shoot me an email if you have a question for Harry at AmericaTonight.net, or simply dial these digits if you're not tied up at a job. It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Kate?
Oh, I'm doing really well, thank you. I was just saying before you came on the air, I was talking about your incredible resume and, you know, all the appraisal work and stuff you do, and I know I've said this to you, it seems like 150 times, but the other day I was playing tennis at a really nice park, and across the street from me in this suburban area, I noticed that there were, no joke, 3 yard sales going on, and there were a ton of cars out there. I thought, good for those people. They're selling their stuff off, or some of their stuff, and they're going to make a little pocket change at least. So I think there's more and more people doing that, don't you?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's garage sale season. And that's one of the issues of spring. I think a lot of people understand that there's a recycling sense out there. Clearly, what are we in the antiques and collectibles trade but great recyclers? The only thing that differentiates us from a garage sale is a garage sale is largely an effort to recycle still usable goods at probably at a rate of about 10 cents on the dollar. The antiques and collectibles field focuses more, a little bit more at least anyway, on reusables in a higher, older category, looking at 25 to 50 cents on the dollar, maybe more long term, and in a lot of cases, in terms of collectible value, many times in excess of that, many times in excess of the original cost. But I think the people are beginning to realize that the antiques and collectibles trade, whether it's a yard sale or whether it's an antique show, cheaper than new is a real commodity, whether it's dinnerware, stemware, flatware, jewelry, musical instruments, clothing, particularly furniture. We can save you money, and in this current economy, saving money is on people's minds.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's funny you say that because I tell people that they can send me an email to americatonight.net, and somebody asked me, I got a note here from Angela R., and Angela says, wow, I didn't hear Harry last week. Kate, tell me when he's on again next and ask him, in case I miss it, what a strand of pearls could bring. They're brilliant white pearls. I know they're real. She doesn't say how much because, you know, you could have a long strand or a short strand, but I'm assuming by what she said it's, you know, a shorter strand.
Right. Well, first of all, she does need to take them to a jeweler and have them looked at, because the first thing she needs to determine if they are in fact pearls is, are they natural pearls or cultured pearls? You know, pearls that were found in the ocean, or are they pearls that actually, you know, were cultured, where somebody put a grain of sand in the oyster and raised them up in private beds? That leads to some difference in value. The thing that you do with pearls, of course, is you rub them on your teeth. People always think I'm crazy when I do that, when I'm out doing appraisals and that type of thing, but you rub the piece on your teeth, and if it feels smooth, then you get a little nervous that they may be faux pearls. Jackie Kennedy was a big fan of faux pearls. She wore a lot of pearls. They weren't real, strangely enough, a lot of them. They were faux pearls. Now, if you have a strand of real pearls, there are going to be a couple of things that you're going to want to notice. First of all, they tend to be knotted between the pearls. Usually I try to tell people if they're not knotted between the pearls, mm-hmm. that's usually a sign that they may not be pearls in the sense of real pearls. If they are knotted, you want to look and see consistency in terms of size and color and so forth. Again, even in cultured pearls or in natural pearls, you're going to find some consistency differences. Today, a strand of pearls, except for black pearls, of course, which are the hot commodity at the moment, will sell for about a half to two-thirds of what a new set of strands will sell for. So if you have an older strand, just go down to your local store and see what they're selling a new strand for, and about your strand is worth about half to two-thirds of that strand. Not more than that. Now, what can change that? If your pearls have a carotid gold clasp on them, that's usually a sign. And by the way, if the pearls have a carotid gold clasp, that's usually a sign that they are real pearls, because nobody's going to put a carotid gold clasp on faux pearls generally.
Sure.
That's another indication. So, I mean, could she have value ranging in from $100 to a few hundred dollars up? Yeah, depending on the size and everything else.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things.
But I think the thing is, she really needs to take them down to a jeweler or somebody, and first of all, have them be checked for whether they are pearls or not, and what quality pearls they are. That's the key.
Yeah, that makes sense. What's the hottest thing going in jewelry? Now, you said about the black pearls, but other things that people are collecting in jewelry.
Well, costume jewelry is still very, very hot. Now, again, in costume jewelry, it's all about brand. It's all about several things. First of all, it's about brand name. You want the jewelry to have certain brand names. Now, Trafari and Corot are the more common names. Eisenberg, Hattie Carnegie, Schiaparelli, some of the other early designers are more desirable. Sets are more desirable than single pieces in most cases. That means where you have matching earrings to go with a necklace, to go with a bracelet, possibly to go with a pin. A lot of sets were sold back in then. The rhinestone craze has fallen down a little bit, but a lot of the colored, very gaudy costume jewelry is still doing very well. Bakelite, much to my surprise, continues to be very strong value-wise, although beware of a lot of modern imitations. I think one of the things that's coming along is a lot of the lucite jewelry from the 50s and 60s, particularly in the shape of animals and other stuff, is doing very well in jewelry. The thing with jewelry, again, is it follows, again, the same general rules. You want to be a little careful about sterling, because sterling was used for a lot of settings for costume jewelry in the 1950s and 60s. Sterling wasn't considered that valuable of a metal at the time and was readily available, so you have that. The carotid gold jewelry does very well. I mean, rocks, big rocks. Women today, they're just not happy with a quarter carat or half a carat. any diamond, older diamonds that are a carat above do very, very well. Great grandma's or grandma's wedding ring with the half carat stone, the center flanked by 2/4 carats, not big bucks at least this day and age. Things change if it's a platinum setting, but today it's all about big rocks. The bigger, the better.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, let me throw out this number again. And remember, Harry joins us every other week, so you've got to be on the ball with this, and we'll make sure that we keep telling people that. But the call-in line is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Tell everybody about the mailbag, because you probably don't have a letter.
Well, you know what? We don't have a letter in the mailbag, Kate, and we do offer our American Night listeners a chance to email me with their questions. The email address is very simple. It's Harry L. Rinker, H-A-R-R-Y-L-R-I-N-K-E-R, Harry L. Rinker, at AOL.com. Start your question. I listen to American Night. Give us the name of your station. Why send a question instead of call in? Well, maybe you're too shy. We don't believe that. But the mailbag, no, come on. The mailbag works because the mailbag gives me a chance to do some research material. Now, I can't do personal answers. I'll select those questions I think are appropriate and answer them here on the air.
Yep.
But the point is, we could use some letters in the American Tonight mailbag, and then when I come back in 2 weeks, we'll answer whatever letters we have. Yep, you bet.
Exactly. We've got somebody, so we got a couple minutes left. Let's go to Jason in Minnesota. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Jason. I actually have all kinds of stuff, like Brett Favre related. I actually have a rookie card, a couple of rookie cards of Brett Favre. I have actually the newspaper from La Crosse Tribune from 1997 when he won the Super Bowl, and I have all kinds of memorabilia. I actually have the Super Bowl hat that's never been worn, still the tag. I was just wondering, is any of that stuff worth any money? Or do I wait till he gets into the Hall of Fame before it
Yeah, right. Well, you just nailed the question right in the head. That's correct. First of all, there's no question he's going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
So from that point of view, its value isn't going to, unlike a few cases that where maybe entrance to the Hall of Fame is a bit of a surprise, there's no question Favre is going to go into the Hall of Fame, and so you're not going to see a rapid rise in value in his stuff. The problem with the Favre stuff, and it's true of any modern sports hero, is that people today are collecting conscious, and so it isn't like there's a scarcity of stuff. In fact,
Favre stuff.
Well, but it doesn't make a difference whether it's Favre or Elway or whoever, Kate. The point is that modern collectors today salted it all away.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, you're just going to have to give it some patience, 20, 30 years, and then maybe you're going to be looking at some significant increases in value.
Awesome. Harry, that was great. Thanks, Jason, for the call. You'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll pump the mailbag, and we'll get more people to realize when you're coming on. But that was great. We got the call from Jason and, of course, also the email as well. Harry, you take care.
Bye-bye.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Based on assessment of all available information and following several expert consultations, I have decided to raise the current level of influenza pandemic alert from phase 4 to phase 5. Influenza pandemics must be taken seriously precisely because of their capacity to spread rapidly to every country in the world. On the positive side, the world is better prepared for an influenza pandemic than at any time in history. Preparedness measures undertaken because of the threat from H5N1 avian influenza were an investment, and we are now benefiting from this investment. For the first time in history, we can track the evolution of a pandemic in real time. I would like to thank countries who are making the results of their investigations publicly available. This helps us understand the disease. I am impressed by the work being done by affected countries as they deal with the current outbreaks. I also want to thank the governments of USA and the government of Canada for their support to WHO and to Mexico. Let me remind you, new diseases, by definition, are poorly understood. Influenza viruses are notorious for their rapid mutation and unpredictable behavior.
All right, you heard it there from Margaret Chan, who, of course, is the director of the World Health Organization. And as she said, it's unpredictable. Absolutely. Kind of like this show, America Tonight. You never know what we're going to talk about next. Kate Delaney hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. You can shoot me an email day or night on whatever you want to talk about. And you can do that by hitting americatonight.net. Now it's just one step away from a pandemic. Anybody a little worried out there? Anybody concerned that, geez, maybe I got to take this a little bit more serious? Because originally earlier in the week, a lot of people thought, this is, you know, people are crazy with this run on the masks at the pharmacies and all that sort of stuff. I guess it depends. Well, number one, it depends on where you live. If you're in an area like I am where they're scrubbing schools and they have shut down an entire school district and saying until further notice, that's a little scary. 80,000 kids out of school till at least May 8th, all kinds of cases starting to crop up. A child that was 23 months old, we mentioned it earlier in the show, dies in Houston, and that's from the swine flu. I would say I would be a little bit more concerned than I originally was, just taking in the facts and being sensible about it, not hysterical about it. Anybody out there taking any kind of precautions? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Here's a couple of new facts for you. There's 99 confirmed cases in Mexico. That's up from 26 earlier on Wednesday. So, again, this is new. We're talking about new cases. The WHO and national governments have confirmed 148 cases in 9 other countries, most of them, of course, in the U.S., because that's what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, of course, are reporting. Remember, the first cases of the virus came up in Mexico, where they suspected swine flu and more than 150 deaths and about 2,500 people fell ill. So this is serious business now, certainly in Mexico. And I'll tell you what, they're going to lose a ton of money in tourism. Boats aren't going there. The cruise ships are veering away. People who were supposed to go on honeymoons are canceling their honeymoons. People who were going on tours there. Because you got to remember, what's one of the hottest things going? And if you think the Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas, well, that would make a list or two. But it's not that spot. It's not Paradise Island. It's the Mexican Riviera. A ton of people were going there. Not that they didn't always have high tourism rates in Cancun and Acapulco and Cabo San Lucas and all that sort of stuff. You know, an interesting side note to this is I could care less what celebrities do, but I saw a photograph of this Heidi and the guy that she hangs out with. And so they're married, not married, whatever the deal is. And they show them, and of course they're young and good looking, and they're walking down the beach in Cabo San Lucas, and guess what? They have masks on their face. But the bottom line is, those masks aren't going to protect you unless you have the best quality mask and you're constantly changing it out. That's the thing. Now, if somebody has it and they're taking extra precautions, that's one thing because they're trying not to spew it out to other people. But I think what Margaret Chan said there is right on the money. The fact is it's contagious. It's influenza. A little touch here, a little thing there, in an office somewhere, whatever, and somebody around you has it, you got it. And you won't know right away. This is why they didn't, I think they were cautious about moving it to a 5, and they won't move it to a 6 until they have confirmed cases, not speculation. 100 days for Barack Obama. We've talked about it already a lot on this show. And really, basically, the things that we've talked about are pretty much what Obama said in his news conference that wasn't on Fox. He did take a dig at Fox. He didn't specifically say the network, but he made a comment about it. He also took a swipe at the Tea Party. He's wondering how you feel about that. I was kind of, in a way, I was kind of surprised because I think, if you're the president of the United States, who cares? Do I care what, am I really concerned about newspaper chatter, opinion polls, all that sort of stuff? Now, the people around me care about that because they want you to be reelected. But I don't know what it's like athletes. Some athletes, because now sports is so giant, just like politics, they try to, and especially in cities like New York, they try to insulate themselves from that because they read every nasty piece or opinion piece from a sports writer who couldn't save a fast, you know, couldn't throw his fastball to save his life, criticizing the crap out of them, and it gets inside their head. A lot of them can't deal with that. So I'm thinking if you're the president, that was the one thing I noticed about all the things he talked about was the dig at that Fox, because it was Fox. He didn't say Fox, but he said the news channel. And also the thing about the tea bags, because he said the comment about if you want to have come talk to me, come talk to me. So that was the one thing I would say was like, why? Who cares? Why would you even acknowledge that? But other than that, everything was about the swine flu and the bailouts, which I think the bailouts, if we're going to be honest about it, what's going to be the Achilles heel of Barack Obama? It's going to be the bailouts. How much money will be lost? How much money, you know, that's a risky loan. How much ultimately does the government, meaning you and me, the taxpayers, how much do we get back? And you saw the reaction to the three dreaded letters. So if the legacy has a chance of, you know, on the scales of whether you're Republican, Democrat, undecided, independent, whatever, if the legacy holds up, it will be on the economy. If the economy continues to be sour, things aren't paid back, companies tank, all that sort of stuff, then ultimately, as I said, that's his Achilles heel. And I think the bailout will be the thing that will do that, because I don't think it's going to work with the way things are structured. Certainly, I'm not rooting against the economy, however, because obviously that affects all of us, and I don't want to see my neighbors across the street or people I know losing their jobs and seeing that unemployment rate go higher and higher and higher now that it's over 8.5%. But trillions of dollars to fix the troubled economy, throwing bad money on bad money, to me, yeah, I don't think so. And the stimulus, I'm not sold on that. I never was from the very beginning. And if you've listened to the show at all, you certainly know that, because how much of this, quotes, infrastructure spending in the first place is going to benefit people that are listening to me? How many of you are going to get these jobs, these partial jobs? I'm going to call them partial jobs because they may last 2 or 3 years or whatever it is. Some people, I'm sure, would be glad to get them, but how many of them are available and for what state and for what project? So I'm certainly not sold on that. Here's another interesting side note to what we talked about. A lot of people calling in on our last show to react to Arlen Specter, who said when he made the big leap from the Republicans after almost 30 years to the Democrats, he said he wasn't going to make a Senate rubber stamp, and he voted against, how interesting, he voted against Obama's budget plan already right out of the gate. So how independent will he be? He voted the same way he voted as a Republican, at least this time around. There was only three other Democratic senators, by the way, who voted against the measure, and that was Evan Baugh of Indiana and Robert Byrd of West Virginia and Ben Nelson of Nebraska, you know, as well. But the Republican Party is going to be pretty soon, once this whole thing gets cleared up in Minnesota, they're going to be the minority party and could be for a very long time, because the Republican Party is losing its grip, obviously, with the leap of Specter, and then Al Franken just waiting to see Norm Coleman and how that all plays out in the courts. Yeah, this is a big deal. I was talking to some people today, and a lot of you called the last show, how you feel about a one-party system, because, boy, it's really, really shaping up to be that. And to me, I think that's pretty scary. If anything, you want it balanced. Balanced makes it much more interesting, better for representation, you hope, and for different points of view, especially when you think about all the things that go through Congress, whether or not they pass them or whatever it is they're creating. 800-259-5791. What did you think of the president's speech and the knock on Fox and the Tea Parties and other stuff as well?
permission to bring in my lawyer, ma'am.
Vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells. Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hope you're having a good one, everybody. We're in the stretch drive time. Yeah, you can see the weekend in your sights. When you're midweek, I think the last 2 days just cruise right on into Saturday. It was the 100-day mark officially for Barack Obama. Lots been written, lots been talked about, all that sort of stuff for the first 100. Why do we mark 100 days? Because really, what can you tell in 100 days? You can thank FDR for that with the New Deal. He pushed, 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 and everything happened so rapidly that that became a mark. It became one of those things that people talked about 100 days in, 100 days in, and it stuck. So all the presidents afterwards were kind of graded by the news media, be it the television folks, radio folks, newspaper folks, and just in the country in general, people would talk about it. It would become water cooler buzz, if you will. Not that Obama hasn't been that from the very beginning on the campaign trail. A couple of things that he said that you might not have caught if you didn't hear him speak. One thing, he took a poke at Fox for not running his 100-day deal, for not running his news, or he didn't say it that way, but talked about the channel and what they, you know, how they feel. You might have heard some of the things they say, blah, blah, blah. Mentioned the whole Tea Party thing, which I thought, eh, why would you even point that out? But, okay, that shows a little bit of a thin skin, or the people around him wanted him to do that. I don't know. Then he also talked about waterboarding and flat out said it was torture, period. He also talked about the swine flu and being prepared for that. And the interesting thing is, with all the banks, and now there's these banks that are we think are going to fail, more banks, no questions about the banks. The focus were all these other things. Iraq came up, immigration came up, of course, and the main gist was we feel great about what we've done, but we're not done yet, and, you know, moving forward on various things, and that seemed to be, I think, what he was trying to get across, no doubt. We move from Obama for a second to a guy that I'm surprised I haven't thrown in the dungeon, but I feel like now after reading so much about him that I just have to go there with this guy. But I'm going to let you hear this. Megan McAllister was engaged to a guy named Philip Markoff, who seemed to have everything going for him, like a Lifetime movie. You could almost see Chad Lowe playing this guy. Blonde hair, decent looking, preppy looking, second year in med school, going to be a doctor, people liked him, all that sort of stuff. And she also, Megan McAllister, was in med school. They met before that. So they were on course for this tremendous life, you would think. They were engaged, had sent out engagement notices, all that sort of stuff. And she's still standing by her man. But this guy, the guy now dubbed the Craigslist killer, they're now saying, because more sordid details are coming out, he had 16 pairs of women's underwear, 60 pairs of flex cuffs at his house, which were to tie up the victims, because he's been accused of targeting escorts who advertised what they did on Craigslist. And, of course, one ended up dead and others beat up and whatnot, but ultimately videotapes his computer, his ties to Craigslist led to his downfall. So he sits in prison awaiting to, you know, eventually go through the trial process. Well, Megan McAllister, as I said, still is standing by her fiancé. And here's what the family lawyer had to say.
What has been portrayed and leaked to the media is not the Philip Markoff that I know. To me and my family, he is a loving and caring person. And in the eyes of the law and the Constitution, he is innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
All right, so she's going with the he's innocent until proven guilty, which, of course, in this country, presumably you are. But, boy, the evidence is really stacked up against this guy. The videotape, the hotel rooms, the Craigslist, the emails, the cuffs, the stuff that I just told you. I mean, it has to be just brutal for her. She was living with a complete stranger. As I would say, she was engaged to a representative because it wasn't the same guy, was not the same guy. And the weird thing is, too, he was also soliciting sex for men and transsexuals, but not, it wasn't the sex part. It was going after somebody who would be vulnerable and thinking that he was going to get money from them ultimately. All right, Donovan, I'm going to put you on the spot because I know you're going to have to dig in the treasure chest there in the big old mansion and try to find that dungeon. But when you root around for the dungeon, tell me when you have it, because I think Phil Markoff deserves to be shoved in there. And once
this
we put him...
has no windows and no doors.
Ah, do you love that? Donovan, right on the money. Man, he had that dungeon ready to go. So here's the deal. I am going to send Markoff a key. And how this works is if he accepts the key and will be interviewed on the show, then we'll get him on the show and try to hear what he has to say. I doubt his lawyers will let him speak. He hasn't spoken to anybody. But we're still going to try. That's how it works when we shove somebody in the dungeon. If you have a suggestion for somebody to go into the dungeon, by the way, feel free to shoot that to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Boy, I just wonder how many people find themselves in situations similar to McAllister's where you have just no clue that the person that you're hanging out with, about to be married to, comes over to your parents' house, plays the game, the whole thing, is this guy, is this creep that has gambling debts galore, that is looking for just some way to get out of it, and goes through Craigslist and does the things that he's accused of doing. And boy, like I said, you want to talk about evidence mounting up. Boy, he's got a ton of evidence mounting against him. Some of that, what I just told you, is stuff that they found. But the internet is such a dangerous thing for people who try to play out sordid things that they do to people, and they have him cold on that, man. They have him cold. So that trial, trust me, that trial will be a big one. A lot of people will be following that, and we'll get some people on from Court TV and some other lawyers and stuff to talk about it. But it's obviously a very sad story. In fact, some people have sent me some emails on this from a couple of days, because we've been talking about it for a while. You can chime in on Obama and his speech in the 100 days. You give him, you know, if you're being fair, what would you give him a high mark for, and what would you give him a low mark for at this point? You know what I'd give him a high mark for, and I think I said this in one of our previous shows, somehow he has really captivated the American public. And not since, I don't think, and I could be wrong about this, but I'm thinking in my own era, not since Reagan have we seen this, where he's so embraced by so many people. The idea that he's a rock star is, I think, is pretty right on. When he gives speeches, it doesn't matter if there's a teleprompter or if he fumbles around here and there. Ultimately, he has really captivated the imagination, I think, of the American public. So I would give him high marks for finding a way to deflect things, like the flyover deal in New York, the scatterbrainness of some of the choices for people around him that had things that weren't right, and they had to bow out because of a tax situation or whatever. I mean, that can happen to anyone, but it just seemed like he had a ton of guys like that. So that says to me they weren't properly vetted out. If there's this incredible close scrutiny over records and background and all that stuff, then somebody dropped the ball there. So I would say the Achilles heel, as I mentioned before, is probably going to be the stimulus plan, the bailout plan, and ultimately it's going to be the debt that is saddled with the future generations of Americans. I think that will be the thing that will tarnish, so far anyway, probably his legacy. You might agree or disagree with me. That's fine. I've pounded in the email address, but people always ask me for it, so I'll say it one more time, americatonight.net. Remember, despite all the stuff that we talk about on this show, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and you can reach out and grab that brass ring.
There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy.